everybody. It's Pokey and
NY Bill.
And we're here at the Northeast GNU Linux Fest. And we wish you were here, but since you're not, we're going to talk to some people so you can see kind of what's going on. And we're here with the Hammer. What's up, Hammer? How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm enjoying this, the third annual Northeast Linux Fest, and at a new location at Harvard, and it's pretty good.
Have you been having fun here so far?
So far, so good. There's been a few presentations, and the vendors have a lot of interesting things to look at.
What were the presentations you've enjoyed so far?
Well, I've been looking at the human side of using a computer.
Nice. Okay. That was I haven't had a chance to see any of the tracks, so I have a hard time with follow-up questions here. But yeah, it's cool. I mean, what are people missing here? The human side?
Yeah, it was just showing how geeks will often miss that human element, where we tend to project, well, here, you should do this. And instead, it teaches us how to be more responsive to the people's needs and look at that side of the equation.
Awesome, awesome. And I remember seeing you here the first 2 years, so you've been back. You always liked it enough to come back. So, you know, I'm going to say to the folks who aren't here that, you know, should be incentive enough to make it. If you're close enough that you could have been here and aren't here, you know, you should try next year. You really should. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for your time, Hammer.
All right. Thank you much.
All right. Take it easy. We're absolutely going to go bombard people.
Yeah, we should say what we're doing. I just plugged my microphone into the E, and we're going to record and just go up to people Ken Fallon style. Could we say that?
We're going to do the Ken Fallon kamikaze interview.
Here we go. Beware people. This.
Now that wasn't offensive.
No, you should push
someone else. Okay.
What? What part of it?
Yell about the human side and then.
No, because I was going to mention right
into that. No, I don't think that's like love.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
No, I. Human side's why we're here.
Yeah, I want people to think, like, oh, I think everybody is cold or something in the industry. You know, I don't know.
Everybody is. That's why we have these, to warm people up.
Yeah, this is a great crowd closer.
Yeah.
Come and put the microphone in your face. Okay, we just recorded all that.
I think this is a directional mic. I think it doesn't pick me up this way, and it'll pick me up this way. Nice. I like a directional mic. How's it going?
It's going well.
What's your name?
My name's Paul.
Paul, you are wearing a Northeast GNU Linux Fest official shirt. Are you an official here?
No, I'm just a volunteer, but I wanted to sponsor the event, so I paid $30, got a nice official-looking T-shirt.
Right on.
I work here at Harvard.
Right on. Thank you very much for helping us out. What kind of volunteer work have you been doing here so far?
Directing people to where the various rooms are, helping set up the folding programs, handing them out, and running and grabbing lunch for some of the other volunteers.
Okay, so folks, he is officially running the conference. This is what he's doing here. Don't believe a word about him not doing it. This guy's running the show. Are you having fun with our little community here?
Yeah, this is great. I'm an IT manager on campus, and so I'm used to dealing with Harvard IT people, and here I'm meeting a whole different crowd of people of, you know, a good group of people.
Awesome, awesome. Have you been?
Very knowledgeable.
Have you been to other IT conferences before?
Oh, yes. You know, the usual Microsoft stuff, and I'm a FileMaker developer, so FileMaker conferences, database.
And how does this compare to a Microsoft or a database conference?
It's a shoestring budget. Shoestring budget, but dedicated people.
For sure, for sure. And how does it compare smiles per dollar, what would you say?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You're getting the maximum value, maximum value.
Right on, right on. Thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you wanted to say about the fest while we're here?
No, just we're here tomorrow, so come on down. There's still some great talks to be had.
Right on.
The website and the program.
Right on. Thank you so much for your time.
Don't let us interrupt. We are patient. We just loom.
We're not doing anything here.
Nothing's going on here. I know your voice.
Who are you?
I'm Russ Winter from the Techie Geek Podcast.
This deserves a high five.
Okay.
Hey. Great to meet you, Russ. Cool. Yes, sir. And NY Bill is the
Yeah, I'm recording the recording.
Folks, sorry. We have a very directional mic here, folks. It has to swing around, and people are yeah, and we're clipping it. I'm terribly unprofessional holding a mic. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Thanks. So how are you enjoying the fest?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's my first time at the Northeast Linux Fest, and it's been great.
Awesome, awesome. What are you doing that's fun here?
Everything. I've been going to talks and stopping by all the tables and just geeking out with my friends. It's been great.
Nice, nice. Favorite talk so far?
I think I just came out of I caught the last 10 minutes of a talk on Tor, and it was really interesting. So I'm looking forward to listening to the full recording later.
Awesome. And favorite friends so far? You know I'm kidding.
I'm actually staying in the same hotel with Jonathan Nadeau and Steve McLaughlin, the door-to-door geek, and Super Coop, Cody Cooper. So we had fun last night. We went out to dinner, drank too much, of course, but it's been fun. Loving it.
Oh, dude, I'm so jealous. I just couldn't make it down here in time last night. You guys invited me down, and I really wanted to be here for it, and I blew it, but it's my own fault. But, you know, thanks for inviting me, and I'm thrilled that you guys are having a good time.
Yeah, I went back to the room at 11, and they went back out after I went to bed. So I'm rested, but I was surprised they went back out, but they had a good time.
And I'll ask you about my own personal conference favorite. Any board gaming coming up? Anything on the radar that you've heard of?
Board gaming? No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, I like board gaming with conference dudes after hours.
What's your favorite board game?
The only thing I've ever played, and it was not actually a board game, it was a card game. Last year, Murph and NJ had brought a game called Jungle Speed, which was incredibly easy to learn, and 15 people sitting around a table smashing knuckles trying to grab the totems.
Yeah, my son and his friends got us playing a game called Settlers
of Catan.
Yes, Settlers of Catan. Yeah, so I've played that. That is addictive and a lot of fun too.
That is the entry level drug of board gaming. It's the perfect one to start with.
Oh, awesome. That's good to know.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Was there anything else you wanted to say about the fest or 2HPR?
Just if you can get here next year, do it. This is an awesome venue at Harvard University. It's a growing conference, and it's wonderful. So hope to see you next year.
Yeah, same here. Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Russ. Hey, everybody. It's Pokey.
And NY Bill, we do this every time, huh?
Again. And we are here with?
I don't really have a cool name.
You can use your real name if you want to. Or we can call you Flashy Devil Ear Girl, Devil Horn Girl from Google.
No devil horns, just Mary from Google.
Mary from Google. And we wanted to get you on record as earlier we put words in your mouth and we said that HPR is bigger than Google and you didn't deny it. Is that true?
It is true. I want to go on record and say that absolutely HPR is more influential, bigger, and better.
and explain what you meant by that, because clearly HPR is not bigger than Google, but what did you mean by that? Because it was kind of cool.
I don't remember.
Because we had a better table than you, and HPR sent more stuff than Google sent to you, even though you had better looking people at your table.
Let me rephrase that. Our table is very, very sad looking. Hacker Public Radio table is super swanky, cool logos, cool tablecloth.
You have better swag. We have stickers and stuff, but you have coffee cozies and pens and luggage handle cushions. Those are actually pretty cool. We got stickers, but we have more people contributing.
Yes, yes, you do. I've had a lot of questions about these luggage handles. Someone thought it was a pen cozy. And I said, that's brilliant.
It wouldn't make a magic marker cozy. You couldn't fit a pen. You couldn't find a pen that size.
No, you could not.
We were just talking earlier, and you were telling me you were excited to do a Hacker Public Radio show with some Google folks.
Yes, we can't wait to talk about all our different programs, Google Summer of Code, Google Code-In, all our different open source initiatives. We got all sorts of things that we could talk about.
Cool. And were you talking about paid Google people, or are these volunteers and enthusiasts?
Volunteers and enthusiasts. We won't pay anyone to do this.
We love that about...
They're just going to love it.
Awesome. Awesome. I won't ask you to tip your hand. You probably haven't even given any thought, but what do you think of the Northeast GNU Linux Fest so far?
Awesome so far. Lots of great questions. Lots of great people. We're proud to be a part of it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Have you... I lost my question. You say something.
One thing I really need to do is go see more of the sessions. I've only got to see the keynote, part of the keynote this morning. So next time I'm bringing a partner in crime so that we can switch off a little bit.
That actually helps. But I'll tell you, it doesn't help enough because I've had help every year and I've still had so much fun out in the hallway. I've been here 3 years and I've never seen a talk.
3 years, never seen a talk?
3 years, I've never seen a talk in person.
Time to put down the microphone and...
This ends up being like a bit of a lug for us people that just hang out in IRCs all the time. So it's nice to see you face to face. And we end up in the hallway just hanging out all the time. So.
Yeah, the talks are usually recorded and I can catch them on a recording or something. I don't know if they're being recorded this year. I really need to find out. But they usually are. But I can't record people and see them later. So I usually just talk to people.
That's true. And the coolest people do hang out in the hallway behind tables. So
you are not. Well, not even just by. True. The coolest people are behind tables. But the second coolest people are in front of tables. I'll say that.
Yes. The one with the big 80s microphone for the game show microphone.
I'm almost sad that you insulted Bill's microphone because it's the best mic I've ever used and it's already my favorite.
This is a microphone from about 1986 when I used to play in bands. So yes, this came out of the basement. You got the, how did you know?
Yeah. If I can give you a visual, imagine Bob Barker with goatees, beards, lots of stickers, and a big microphone.
And I can tell you from... talking to this woman before, she probably was not maybe alive. She's probably alive, but probably not conscious yet in the 80s because she thought she invented and knowing was half the battle.
I never claimed to invent the phrase, but I did not know it was from G.I. Joe. As a child of the 80s, that makes me very upset. But half the battle is knowing, so I'm halfway there.
Yeah, this is just the kind of awesome stuff that happens at the Northeast Linux Fest. And you guys should be here. You should really be here next year. Did you have anything else you wanted to say on behalf of Google or yourself or about the fest?
Thank you for having us again. We're really proud to be here. We'll be back next year.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Can't wait to listen to the podcast.
And Matt Lee, of all people, just wandered by with a bag full of lollipops. And, they're dum-dum. Are you calling me a dum-dum?
No, I'm calling myself a dum-dum.
Right on. How you been, Matt?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm really good.
Cool. How are you enjoying the fest this year?
It's great. Third time speaking. So I should get some kind of, trophy at this point, I think. But
I hereby present you with a questionable dum-dum.
Flavor, I think. A mystery flavor.
That's why it's questionable. It's got question marks on it.
The flavors. They just put mystery on them.
Well, that's what I meant by questionable. There's your trophy.
Thank you very much.
You don't have a free hand there. So what's fun here for you today?
I want to hear Mad Dog talk. I just heard John Sullivan talk before lunch. I'm looking forward to the talks, but also I'm looking forward to the after party tonight. So I have been dubiously given the honor of having to run that this year. From being quite into the last two. Now here in Boston or here in Cambridge, I'm going to be running that tonight. So.
Right on. Where's everybody going?
It's a bar called JJ Foley's Bar and Grill. It's Downtown Crossing in Boston on Kingston Street, 7 p.m. till late. Open bar.
Open, but I did not know that. I might have to make my son wait in the car because they said he...
Should I say free bar? I don't know at that point,
No, I this won't go out until after the event's done, so don't worry about it anyway. But they said, I called them yesterday, and they said my son can't come in at that time, so I won't be there. But I may make him wait in the car.
I would do that, yeah.
I take advantage of a free bar and run up maybe five or six of them before I drive home, I think should be my plan.
Do not drive home drunk.
What? Oh!
This is a public service announcement on behalf of the free software community. Do not drive drunk, listeners.
Matt Lee, respectable, upright citizen. There you have it, folks.
It's time your son learned how to drive.
Good point. The boy's 13. It's about time.
He's 13? Yeah, he should be driving already. Come on. He's probably smoking already. I mean, come on.
That you're making me nervous. I got to go. Check out. Here, you talk to Matt. I'm talking to my son. So anything personal you've been doing lately you want to talk about? I know you're pretty big presence on the web.
Yeah. So I left the FSF about 7 months ago now. Now I'm doing my own thing.
Under good terms, I hope?
Under good terms, under great terms. That's why me and John were here together, like, not fighting or anything. Under good terms, yeah. And I'm now working full-time as a developer. More like in-house sort of bespoke stuff, but I'm also, you know, I'm also developing again full-time. So I'm looking back through my old code, my old like KunuFM code, and I'm wondering what the hell I did, why I did things that way the first time around. So I'm getting better as a developer, which is, you know, I guess it's good for free software, right, at some point. So.
And where, if you don't mind me asking, you can tell me you mind me asking, but how does the money come in developing for yourself?
Well, I'm not developing for myself. I'm actually working for a company. So I have a full-time job. So, yeah, I wish I was, you know, I mean, like, maybe at some point I can be doing the thing for myself, but right now it's definitely, like, it's an agency model. So it's, like, you know, it's working with a lot of, like, marketing and, like, other departments and stuff, but it's fun.
Okay, all right. Well, and they're not handing out software, so they're not necessarily handing out code. It's not immorals, it's for the most part.
And everything is developed with free software. I'm using free software on my desktop in the office.
Of course.
Of course, you know, I'm the only person doing that, but I'm doing that. And so, yeah, it's good.
Awesome, awesome. I'm glad to hear things are going well for you. Anything else you wanted to say about the conference or anything that you're doing?
Not really. I would say that this is a fantastic event, and if you can't come today, you're not here today, come next time. Hopefully it's going to be here in Cambridge again for years to come. This is definitely a much better location than it is in Worcester. And hopefully if Bruce and Jonathan can figure this out again next year, it'll be great. I want to see HPR here again next year, you know.
We've got enough people here this year that I feel confident, you know, guaranteeing that at least one guy, at least one person will come back.
So when is my HPR tote bag coming?
Your HPR tote bag is that's at the $350 contribution level, and you donated $345. That's why you got the pencil from Google.
I should have said these lollipops are actually $5 each. So
I didn't take one.
Oh, your guys took like 8 of them down there on that table.
Right on. Okay, well, we'll see about getting you one of the tote bags.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Matt. You have a great day.
Thanks.
Nice. We're sticking a mic in your face when you're done chewing the lollipop.
I need to finish my slides first.
Right. Oh, you're going to talk?
In an hour.
Cool. All right. Hey folks, it's Pokey here again, and there's a dude with a Ubuntu shirt and some devil's horns that were flashing once, they're not now. He looks like a conference goer to me. Sir, are you a conference goer?
I am a conference goer.
Are you enjoying going to your conference?
I am enjoying the conference.
What are you liking about it?
Mostly getting together with other people, you know, like myself, and seeing all of the aspects of the community that I'm not usually familiar with.
Folks sitting at home listening to this right now, it's funny how often that's the answer that people give to that question, isn't it?
I'm used to people putting microphones in people's faces.
No, no, no. I'm completely ambushing people. Someone's going to punch me in my face pretty soon. But this, I'm not going to say yes, but I'm really too slow to stop. Yeah. Have you seen any talks?
Yeah, I've been to a few of them.
What's your favorite so far?
So far, Cooper's has been my favorite one in terms of dealing with people on how to, you know, get them to use Linux.
Nice. And when you looked at the schedule at first, what talks on there that you said, that's the one I cannot miss?
Making my way through there, just the dealing with people, working with people, you know, although I'm a Linux sort of person and a hardware sort of person, my background is in, you know, in people, in behavioral science.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Are you going to the after party tonight?
No, there's another party, a private party that I'm going to that I got invited to. So.
No, it's just as good. I can totally understand that.
If it wasn't for that, I'd definitely be there.
Nice. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the Hacker Public Radio audience about your own personal stuff going on or about the conference?
Sure. What are you doing there? You should be here.
Right on. Thank you so much for your time. What was your name, by the way? Did you want to give your name out?
I'm John.
John. Nice to meet you, John. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Because I've had trouble with the E running out of...
You want to save it?
Yeah, save it.
Good thinking.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.